This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. If wishes were fishes, Austin Flamenco Festival, Forasteros, Jawbreaker, The Music Man. These are some of the performances on the Long Center schedule in the coming weeks. The Performance Hall is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. It started with Austin Opera, the Austin Symphony Orchestra, and Ballet Austin as its founding resident companies. Over the years, its offerings have broadened. The day I visited to speak with President and CEO Corey Baker, rehearsals were underway for that evening's Greater Austin High School Musical Theater Awards.
A warmly wicked frame of mind in us, you'll find in us. We want you, and not a lot we care for where you
On the occasion of its 10th anniversary, the Long Center undertook a research and rebranding process with local firm Archer Malmo to find out what people think about the Long Center and how it could do better. Baker told me what the research showed.
There wasn't a lot of clarity about what is the Long Center? Who are we? What are we for? And who are we for? But that being said, this location, this building has a warm spot for, you know, in citizens' hearts. People want to be here. They bring visitors and family and come here to do their selfies from our city terrace. And so we heard that there was a desire for the community to have more things going on here. Besides just what's on stage, which is obviously important to audiences who are going to come here, the social experience, coming here and networking, having a chance to meet with people. And in the arts, that's something we've kind of always had that gut feeling that we play a very important role in an increasingly virtual world where you don't really have to leave your house. And our biggest competition is probably Netflix or, you know, other forms of kind of isolated entertainment, that there's still a huge role and even more so probably a need for people to come together and that sense of community and learning about other people and other cultures. And having shared experiences.
How will you shape and steer the Long Center then based on what you learned?
There was one big overarching theme that kind of we heard back from this and that we've really focused the strategic plan in the next decade on. It's how do we become more inclusive and welcoming and truly reflective? The community is evolving and changing every day. There's a few ways we're going to be doing that. With programming, again, our founding resident companies, which are their own organizations, have wonderful, loyal audiences, and they're part of the Long Center family. That is such a great foundation for everything that we're doing. And we can build on that, even though we're in a very competitive landscape as far as a lot of venues and a lot going on. There's opportunities for us to serve families. There's a lot of culturally aware young couples and families that are looking for things to do. So we're looking at more community events and also how do we bring in speakers or other opportunities where people can kind of come and see something different and have an experience and talk to each other. We also looked at just our messaging. When we say we want to be welcoming and inclusive, it's a nice thing to say, but if the signage isn't speaking that language, if we heard in some of the surveys that people said, I stand on Riverside and I'm not sure if I can come on to the property. There is that little bit of the house on the hill, and how do we break down those barriers? What are the barriers? And how do we truly embody being inclusive and welcoming?
When you're thinking about programming and you're thinking about the future of the Long Center, do you program for the audience that already comes, or do you program for the audience that you want to draw here that doesn't yet come to the Long Center?
It seems like a cop-out, but both. Certainly, we are so lucky to have such an amazing fan base and such a wonderful group of people that supports us, and we would never want to turn our backs on that. But as Austin evolves, as we want to grow and expand our audience, you know, how do we build on that?
One of the things that we hear about as we cover stories all over Austin are the segments of the Austin community, primarily communities of color, who feel underserved in many aspects of life in Austin, or who feel as if Austin's success and growth doesn't feed out to all communities equally in Austin. And I'm wondering, from a programming, from a facilities, from any point of view that you may have, if you feel like the Long Center has a role in trying to help that aspect of Austin and trying to bolster that part of the cultural scene that has offerings that appeal across the board to all different communities in Austin.
Absolutely. And actually, from the branding campaign, our updated vision is all Austinites deserve access to world-class arts and culture. And it's something we really believe in, and it's very aspirational, but most of our strategic plan is towards that goal. It's easy to kind of sit in my office on this beautiful landscape and say, come to us, but, you know, we really need to get out to the community. It's, you know, so important to hear from the people. If we can make assumptions about what people want to see or why they're not connecting, or especially what the barriers are. But we don't know the real life. So getting out, I've been actually going around and meeting with a lot of the different council members and talking about what are the lines of communication? How can we get out to the districts and hear more about what their needs are, what the barriers are, how we can help? And also, long term, it might mean taking our programming out to the community. Coming downtown to this campus is not, you know, a reality for everybody. So what kind of things can we be doing and getting out into the communities where they want to experience?
Corey Baker is president and CEO of the Long Center. Corey, we thank you so much for hosting us in your office and for your time today.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It was an honor.
Jennifer Staten, KUT News.